This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Eau Claire officials and nonprofit leaders gathered at the Florian Gardens on Thursday night to celebrate the impending opening of a new day resource center to aid the region's unhoused population. Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council and Hope Gospel Mission will jointly operate the facility, combining both short-term relief for unhoused individuals and resources to help them get back on their feet for good. Becky Seelin is the co-chair of the One Better Way campaign and says that pooling resources is critical.
The ultimate goal is for these individuals, yes, we want to protect them from the elements, but we want to help them get to wellness. So we want the resources there so it's not continuing to be homeless and maybe living on the streets or in their vehicle.
Seelin estimated that the current unhoused population in Eau Claire stands between 500 and 700 people and has been growing over recent years. In addition to the overall rising cost of housing, the city has a vacancy rate well below the state average and levels that would typically be considered healthy. Anna Cartarella, CEO of Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council, says the new day resource center is just one part in addressing that issue.
So the latest data, I think, from 2024 is multifamily units over four. The vacancy rate is about 3.4%. So still not at a healthy rate. Overall, we're at 4.5%. So not enough. So a program like we're doing now, this day resource center, it's needed. It's, you know, part of the process, but we need all three. It's a stool effect. We need emergency shelter for the day. We need emergency shelter for the night, and we need affordable housing. So without those three things, a community cannot survive and thrive.
Organization officials say the day resource center will begin serving the city's unhoused population over the coming weeks. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources estimates that the state's deer population has grown significantly over the past 15 years. According to their data, the agency estimated that the state's deer population after the hunting season was under 1 million as recently as 2009. After last year's hunting season, the estimated deer population in the state was over 1.8 million. While a higher population could bring more opportunities for hunters, ineffective population management can also lead to issues like an increase in deer-related crashes, damage to the overall ecosystem, or a rise in deer-related crop losses. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, agency officials say dropping interest in hunting and a lack of effective regulations have contributed to the issue. Their data shows that hunters age 60 and over make up the largest demographic group in the sport, and those hunters are beginning to slow down or just outright retire. DNR officials also cited the spread of chronic wasting disease as a driving factor in the decreasing interest, leading some hunters to stop using deer as a source of food. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order on Wednesday seeking to make it easier for struggling families to receive state-funded emergency assistance. Typically, families must prove to the Department of Children and Families that they are at risk of becoming homeless or are struggling with something like an energy crisis, natural disaster, or domestic violence situation. Wednesday's executive order would allow those families to use the effects of the federal government shutdown as the reason they are eligible for emergency assistance. To qualify for the emergency assistance, applying residents must be a parent or relative caring for a child younger than 18 and earn at or below 115% of the federal poverty level with limited assets. Groups with 2 to 5 people could receive a check for up to $1,200, and larger groups could receive payments of $220 per person. In a statement, Governor Evers highlighted missed paychecks and issues with food assistance benefits as some of the consequences of the federal government shutdown affecting Wisconsin families. Chippewa Valley Technical College students are inviting younger area residents to receive a heart screening this weekend. The school's nursing club and an organization called Who We Play For are working to raise awareness about heart conditions in young people that can lead to sudden cardiac arrest, especially for athletes. The groups will hold a $20 heart screening event for anyone ages 12 to 25 at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Health Education Building on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anyone interested in attending can register online. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling on the U.S. Department of Education to immediately release federal impact aid funding that supports 20 school districts across the state, including in Bayfield and Black River Falls in western Wisconsin. The impact aid program seeks to address a gap in tax revenue for districts on non-taxable federal land, like tribal land. The impact aid payments were supposed to be distributed in October, but were delayed due to the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin received over $23 million in impact aid payments last year. The school district of Cadott held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for its new technical education center this week after 2 years of construction. The district officially unveiled the 29,000-square-foot facility on Wednesday night, which aims to provide students with new opportunities in the field and address workforce shortages. Funding for the project came from a $10 million referendum passed in 2024. According to the district's website, the new technical education center also has around $400,000 worth of advanced equipment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again offering free tree seedlings to fourth grade students across the state through its Arbor Day tree planting program. The program initially began in 1984 and provides around 50,000 free tree seedlings to fourth graders each year. School principals, teachers, and homeschoolers can place orders and coordinate delivery through an online application until March 16th. The program will also help Wisconsin reach its goal of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game, head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2-ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon and just a light southerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop into the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.